And now on Wake Up Australia, the US Report with Eric Bain.
Yes, indeedy. Friday morning, that means it's time to cross over to the United States for a chat with Eric Bain from Reason.com. There's certainly plenty to talk about with Eric this morning. G'day, mate.
G'day to you. Thanks for having me back.
Now, always a pleasure, Eric. Before we get on to Trumpy, let's just have a look first. This airport shooting that we learned about yesterday, a stabbing, in Flint, at Flint International Airport. Now, this appears to be a possible act of terrorism, right?
It appears to be, an individual acting potentially under the influence of ISIS or potentially in an attempt to commit an act of terrorism. You know, at this point, I don't know where you draw these lines, really. Like, I don't fully understand when law enforcement decides something is an act of terrorism versus something that isn't. Just yesterday, for example, the FBI declared that the man in Virginia who shot at some members of Congress, seriously wounded one member of Congress a week ago, the FBI decides that's not an act of terrorism. And yet, you know, the stabbing in Flint, Michigan is. I mean, I guess it depends on your motivation. I would say both of those things probably are acts of terrorism. The terror attack at this Midland County airport in a small airport outside Detroit, Michigan. Apparently, a man with a 12-inch knife stabbed two people, I believe, with it before he was ultimately subdued by law enforcement. And he is currently the one man who was injured seriously in the attack is in the hospital, but looks like he's going to survive.
Good. Now, a funeral's been held for Otto Warmbier. Now, this, of course, this college student who returned from North Korea, we believe, in a coma. His parents got to spend a little time with him. He later died. It's a dreadfully sad story. Of course, the reason he was in trouble in North Korea was he was there on some tour or something, wasn't he? But he removed a propaganda poster from the wall of his hotel. That was caught on CCTV. The North Koreans decided to jail him, I think, for 15-odd years hard labour for that rather minor misdemeanour, which says a lot about North Korea. And there's accusations that instead of hard labour, he was tortured.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, more questions than answers, really, about what happened to Adam Warmbier after he was arrested. But as you said, arrested for taking a propaganda poster down off the wall, sent to 15 years. He was there with a few other college students as part of a visit to North Korea. You know, not my choice for a tourist destination,
Nope. Certainly.
You know, obviously gives you a bit of insight into just how seriously and how absurd the punishment is for something like that. Something that no other country would recognize as legitimate. The North Koreans eventually turned him over, turned him back to the United States. He's been in a coma and then, as you said, passed away this week. And it really just sort of increases the ongoing tensions between the United States and North Korea over the humanitarian issues there and the human rights issues there.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
It really kind of puts a spotlight on these things that Americans can generally somewhat ignore because we don't see the consequences of every day. President Donald Trump this week tweeting somewhat ominously and vaguely that China has tried and not done enough to rein in North Korea, and so hinting perhaps at some sort of action from the United States, but we don't know what that might be yet.
Yes, that will be very telling. All right, now, you mentioned Donald Trump. He had this to say in Iowa just the other night. Have a listen to this.
You know, people don't realize we're already spending a lot of money on design. But I'll give you an idea that nobody has heard about yet. And I'm not sure, but I'm a builder. That's what I love to do. That's probably what I do best. I'm a builder. And we're thinking of something that's unique. We're talking about the southern border. Lots of sun, lots of heat. We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall so it creates energy and pays for itself. And this way, Mexico will have to pay much less money. And that's good, right? Is that good?
The Iowans weren't too keen on the Mexicans paying less, but they like the idea of a solar wall.
Yeah, somewhat crazy. As you know, Trump hinted at there. I mean, this is really his second proposal for how to pay for the wall. Originally, during the campaign, Mexico was going to pay for this wall. It was going to all come out of Mexico somehow or another. We never quite got an answer as to how he intended to make that happen. It's now quite obvious that Mexico is not going to just give the United States the money for that wall. So a solar wall, hey. I mean, the technology exists, I suppose. I think the bigger problem with building the wall is just purely the expense and the sort of the length of space that we're talking about. We're talking thousands of miles of construction. There are, you know, of course, large solar arrays in the southwestern United States. There's lots of sunshine down there. I guess it's not the craziest idea I've heard, but I'm still a bit skeptical that we'll ever see any sort of large border wall like that. But Trump, obviously, I mean, you hear the crowd cheering for it. I mean, there are certainly people out there who think this is the right thing to do, and it's, you know, it's something that he's going to keep talking about. No
well,
doubt.
During the campaign, I saw there were people getting around at Trump campaigns in wall onesies with chanting,
yeah,
build the wall. So there's a bit of passion for the wall. I mean, Trump said there's a lot of sun and a lot of heat on down that part of the world. There's also a lot of migrants, and I suppose if you can put the solar cells and the wall together, you sort of knock a few birds with the one stone, right?
Yeah, I suppose. And you know, if you make some electricity, if you generate some electricity out of it, maybe you get, you know, just sort of spitballing here, but I mean, maybe you get private companies that would be interested in building the wall if they can also, you know, be the ones that get the electricity, get the energy from it. Maybe, you know, Trump's a deal maker and a builder, like you said, right? I mean, that's probably the right way to go about this, rather than spending government money.
I love it.
Somehow get private contractors to do it.
I love it.
That makes things a lot easier, I think.
I think he's great. Oh, I hope he stays there forever. It's wonderful stuff. Eric, I hope you're there forever as well. Thank you, mate. Always great to catch up.
Thank you. Same to you.
Pleasure. Bye-bye. Eric Boehm there, our US correspondent from Reason.com. Don't you love that solar wall?